WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Friday. It's May 11th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Looks like we're going to have a very nice Friday, but rain is on the way for the weekend, although it does not look like a complete washout. The pooping school super says he wants to set the record straight. There's video of a little girl getting burned by hot water at Wawa. The family is suing. New Jersey may expand paid family leave with more days and more pay. In sports, Yanks finally lose. They fall to the Sox 5-4. Phillies double up San Fran. Running back Paul Perkins has been waived by the Giants. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with first weather and a look into the weekend, which may be a little bit wet.
Well, a warm front will lift into the Garden State tonight and go stationary on us through Mother's Day weekend, keeping a chance of showers in the forecast. Front will sag south of the Garden State Sunday, allowing for some cooler temperatures to make a return. Lots of sunshine here today, high 72 to 78. Clouds increasing tonight with showers after midnight, lows 52 to 58. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, 70s in the north and along the shore, 80s in the south. Mother's Day showers in the forecast, cooler temperatures, highs 57 to 62. Monday, cloudy, scattered showers and storms, high 72 to 77. I'm meteorologist Richard Duet.
Neptune's at 57, Tewksbury 57, Florham Park 59 this hour. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:01. Tragedy in Burlington County as a 12-year-old boy is dead falling off a fishing pier. He was with friends at Sylvan Lake in Burlington Township when he slipped into the water. Police say another boy had fallen into the water earlier but did make it back to shore. He has been dubbed New Jersey's pooper intendant, but Thomas Tramaglini says the media's got this story all wrong. This is the guy caught defecating on the Homedale running track. Patrick Lavery joins us live with an update to this story this morning. Patrick?
That's right. Tramaglini won't specify what exactly he thinks published reports misrepresented. He works in Kenilworth, not Homedale, where the feces were found, but does live in Matawan, just a short ways away. The superintendent, who is on a paid suspension right now, has not spoken publicly since his arrest on disorderly persons offenses 8 days ago, and his lawyer has not returned our requests for comment, but has told other outlets that Tramaglini looks forward to his day in municipal court at the end of the month. It's unknown whether he'll be able to clear the air at that time or further raise a stink. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Your commuter weather for today, it is not going to be a total washout for the weekend. The morning starts out fine. Clouds could be moving in a little bit later on today, and we'll have full forecast details on the weekend and when you can figure out that rain coming up here in our next segment. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the family suing Wawa for burning their daughter with hot water has now released a video of the incident. We'll have an update on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Your commuter weather for this morning. Temperatures are starting out mostly in the 50s. 70s are possible again today. Cooling off and some rain is going to dot our weekend, though it won't be a total washout. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The two local teachers' union officials caught on video telling how they would cover up for abusive teachers have now resigned. In both cases, they believed they were talking to relatives of teachers who had harmed students and were afraid of the consequences. The videos released by Project Veritas has prompted Senate President Steve Sweeney to hold legislative hearings on the conduct of NJEA union officials. The New Jersey family suing Wawa over burns their 3-year-old daughter sustained when a cashier knocked over a cup of hot water has now released video of the incident. It shows the clerk bagging the family's purchases, accidentally knocking over a water bottle, which then hits and topples a cup of hot water. The child can be seen jumping and writhing in pain. She suffered second and third degree burns. Wawa is not commenting on the video or the lawsuit. Nearly a decade after New Jersey enacted a paid family leave program its supporters say is woefully unutilized, Democrats in the legislature are moving to improve it. Higher pay for more weeks, for more purposes.
Rene Kubiatas of the Anti-Poverty Network of New Jersey says most low-wage workers can't afford to take family leave at the current levels. Two-thirds of a person's salary caps at $633 a week. it would be increased to 90%.
Expanding the wage replacement and raising the wage cap for the family leave insurance program is much needed for workers who are just barely surviving on low wages as it is.
Christina Renna of the Chamber of Commerce, Southern New Jersey, says it's another mandate that will cost businesses for overtime, temp workers, and compliance attorneys, and that it's disappointing to see it pushed days after a paid sick leave law was enacted. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We told you the story of the Ridgewood woman accused of taking the keys out of a cable TV truck and stranding a worker in midair. She tells ABC News the police made the whole story up. 59-year-old Elena Gerelman was accused of taking the keys out of a Coke delivery truck 2 years ago. She apparently has an issue with idling trucks across from her home. Asked about that, she told a reporter, "I have no idea about Coca-Cola. That was 2 years ago. Who cares?" A study by New Jersey's largest health insurer has found that 3.5% of its members suffer from severe depression. Two-thirds of those diagnosed are women.
Suzanne Kunis, Director of Behavioral Health Solutions at Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield, says women are more likely to be diagnosed with depression because they're more expressive and can suffer from postpartum depression. The study also finds that
if you have a behavioral health condition and a comorbid medical condition, the cost of your total medical expense basically is at least 2 to 3 times higher than a person who has no behavioral health issue.
15% of those diagnosed with depression also suffer from another behavioral health issue like substance abuse disorder, bipolar disorder, or anxiety. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
For the hundreds of thousands in New Jersey suffering from a mental illness, the services and treatment available have evolved significantly over time. It is day two of our special series on mental health made possible by Carrier Clinic as we take a look at some new and updated approaches to treating mental illness in the Garden State.
Harpists roam the units of Carrier Clinic in Belle Meade and play bedside for individuals battling the restlessness associated with mental illness. Using a low-voltage electric current, employees at the Behavioral Healthcare Campus can stimulate a patient's hypothalamus into a normal state over an 8-day period.
Once we start the process, they get exposure to the different strategies that we use. They get excited about it.
Carrier Clinic CEO Don Parker says in the development stages are some projects that could transform the way patients get on with their daily lives, including a wearable device that emits 6 vitals by the second, and new technology within telepsychiatry that would allow doctors to correlate facial expressions with diagnostic states.
We may take something that people feel is inferior and take it to a point that it can be superior to a normal experience.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you or someone you know is suffering with a mental health illness, talk to a doctor today. Carrier Clinic wants you to know, even in times of crisis, it's important to remember there are options. You can contact them at carrierclinic.org. On Monday, when our series continues, we will talk about a common barrier to individuals receiving the treatment they need, and that is still a modern-day stigma. A Newark police officer who was beaten unconscious and robbed after an off-duty accident knows one of his attackers. The officer says they went to school together. They saw each other just a month ago. So far, that acquaintance is the only one charged in an incident the officer is struggling to remember because of his injuries. Bargain airline Allegiant Airlines has canceled service from Trenton Mercer Airport. Allegiant had been flying from Trenton to Punta Gorda. They canceled their Orlando flights last January. At the same time, Frontier Airlines has been expanding service in Trenton. New Jersey ranks 4th best among 18 hurricane-prone states. It's an assessment of the effectiveness of local and state building codes.
Deborah Ballin of the Florida-based Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety says they looked at the quality of local building codes, whether they apply everywhere, and regulating local contractors.
The code that's currently in effect in New Jersey is the 2015 code. It's a good, modern code.
New Jersey scored a 90 out of a possible 100 on the IBHS report.
New Jersey does have significant hurricane risk, and so it's important to protect your citizens.
But Ballin says in general, older homes lack many of the advances in hurricane-resistant construction. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. We are not going to have a washout of a weekend, but we'll get an extended look at the forecast and then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514. As we head into the weekend, will it be a total washout?
A warm front will lift into the Garden State tonight and go stationary on us through the weekend, helping to keep a chance of showers in the forecast. Front will sag to the south on Sunday, allowing for cooler temperatures to make a return. But the front lifts back to the north on Monday, and temperatures will quickly return to seasonal readings for the start of next week. And we keep a shower and thunderstorm chance in the forecast for Monday and Tuesday as well. Lots of sunshine here today, highs 72 to 78. Clouds increasing with showers after midnight tonight, lows 52 to 58. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the day tomorrow. 70s in the north and along the shoreline. 80s expected in the south. And Sunday, showers and cooler temperatures, highs 57 to 62. Monday, cloudy, scattered showers and storms in the forecast, highs 72 to 77. Tuesday, slight chance of thunderstorms. Tuesday's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist for True Weather.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, that school superintendent accused of defecating on a running track says the media got it all wrong. He looks forward to his day in court and setting the record straight. New Jersey may expand paid family leave with more days and more pay, but there are concerns many workers are afraid to take it. In sports, the Yankees finally lost to the Red Sox 5-4. Phillies doubled up San Fran 6-3. The Giants have waived running back Paul Perkins. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's the bus stop forecast on this Friday. Beautiful Friday ahead with sunshine and seasonal temperatures. Readings in the 70s today in most spots, but rain chances on the horizon for tonight. It looks like the wet weather will persist through Mother's Day weekend. Seasonal temperatures tomorrow, more cooler readings on the way for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Richard Duweather.
Dennis and Judy.
So stupid, by the way.
Rookie mistake.
No, rookie mistake was agreeing to work with you 20 years ago. That was a rookie mistake.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Friday morning. We finally made it into the weekend. Pollen counts are still high. That little bit of rain we had in many areas of the Garden State yesterday really did little to wash any of it away or out of the air. Not as high as we've seen earlier in the week, but still it is significant for allergy sufferers. We're going to have some more rain coming up this weekend, though it is not going to be a total washout. More on your weekend weather forecast coming up. A Hawaii volcano that has sputtered lava for a week, destroyed homes, and threatened a geothermal plant is now presenting another threat. Experts fear it may blow its top in the coming days or weeks, hurling ash and boulders miles into the air. They note as long as people stay out of the National Park where the summit is located, the possible explosion may not be deadly. This summer could be the last in which smokers can light up on a public beach in New Jersey. The Senate has voted to impose fines starting at $250 for anybody smoking on a public beach. It's possible the statewide ban could take effect early next year.
Some lawmakers have advocated for a ban on smoking on public beaches for so long that Senator Bob Smith jokes the bill is 300 years old and way overdue.
From the point of view of health, saving the costs of cleaning beaches by the local towns, it's just a grand slam home run winner, and we believe the people of New Jersey want to see it that way. They want to see their beaches as clean as possible.
Then Governor Chris Christie repeatedly vetoed the bill, and Smith says in the meanwhile 18 towns have adopted bans like the one that would go statewide. No one spoke Thursday against the bill, which advanced unanimously. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An attorney for former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says she is confident the district attorney, who has been charged with investigating sexual misconduct allegations against her client, will conduct a fair, thorough, and unbiased investigation. Isabel Kirshner says that while she's confident the investigation into the allegations of abuse by four women won't result in any criminal charges, she will defend him vigorously if any are brought. Ahead of the busy summer season, Great Adventure in Jackson needs to fill about 4,000 positions. There are still plenty of spots available. Tomorrow, you've got a chance to be hired right on the spot.
As part of Six Flags National Hiring Day, Great Adventure will conduct interviews and make job offers to qualified applicants at the park's employment center Saturday from 10 to 4.
We still do have opportunities available in many departments.
Communications manager Kristen Fitzgerald says applicants are encouraged to apply online at sixflagsjobs.com before attending. Daily park operation begins May 24th. Dino Flanagan Alamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. We really have a pleasant morning this morning. Temperatures are comfortably in the mid to upper 50s. We'll see 70s again today, but the clouds are going to start to move in on Friday, and we're really going to have a rain threat for most of the weekend, though it will not be a total washout. We'll have full details on your forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. He's been dubbed New Jersey's pooper intendant and says he wants to clear the air. We'll have an update on that story and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets rallying, tracing some gains on Wall Street after weaker-than-expected inflation figures soothed concerns about a possible acceleration of interest rate hikes. Oil prices have been hovering near fresh multi-year highs on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow was up 0.8%. It will open this morning at 24,740. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.